Welcome to the art of going your own way. Hey, it's your buddy Tau Gal. Where the fuck have you been? I've been out here. Whatever. I live in life, enjoying it. Tonight, meat raffle night. Boom. Won some nice fucking bacon and a huge fucking pork roast. So this weekend for Easter, your buddy smoked a turkey, and my God, that turned out good. Yeah, I told you this in the last video that I didn't post. I'll post it now. So I'll just recap a little bit. So I'm going to tell you what I did. So I got one of these char griller type grills. It's like a 33-gallon barrel that's cut in half. It's a grill, and you can smoke with it. I got the smoker attachment, but I put that on my deck, and if it's just me and the lady, me and mom, whatever, I'll grill some shit off of it, and I use that. But this one, now I do have a smoker too. It was a side of the road find, and it's a nice smoker. But I figured I'm going to smoke this turkey like you would smoke a brisket in my 33-gallon size barbecue. Now, mind you, barbecue, if you use gas, don't even fucking talk to me. Barbecue is charcoal. Charcoal all the way, okay? And so what I did, well, let's say it's probably 2.5-3 feet long by 1.5-2 feet wide, whatever it is, turned on its side, fucking barrel with a handle on it, it's got a chimney on it, you know what I'm talking about, it's got the vents on the side and shit. So for the turkey, I brined it for 24 hours. Now, here's what your buddy does. I get a big stock pot that can handle the turkey. Now, I just did turkey breasts. I didn't do the legs on it. It wasn't the full turkey. It was just the turkey breasts. And I brined it, and here's my brine recipe, and it's fucking awesome. I do about 1/4 to 1/2 cup of kosher salt. He's a Jew! No, I'm not a Jew. Kosher salt's just thicker grind shit. And then I throw in probably 1/4 cup of soy sauce, 1/4 cup of brown sugar. I threw in some rub sage, some thyme, some rosemary, some garlic. Usually I get the garlic that's dried. I throw that in there because it'll suck up the water and expand and all that stuff, right? And what I do is I throw that with about 2 to 3 cups of water into a saucepan. And I boil that shit. And I stir it up really good. Then I take my stock pot, throw the turkey in it, and fill that up with almost to covering the turkey. Then I dump that mix in that I boiled, and I let it sit for 24 hours. Now, mind you, if you're in a atmosphere like Arizona where it's 100 degrees and all that shit, you want to put it in your fridge. But I'm still in a little bit of colder climate where it's kind of refrigerator temperatures. And I just let that fucking shit sit there for about 24 hours. Soak that up. Then what I did is barbecue that I got, I did 2 rows of like Kingsford going around. It's kind of rectangular, you know what I'm talking about. And what I leave is about 4 to 5 inch gap. So I start on one end about a little more than midway across, stack that shit around, do another column around. Yeah, it takes a few minutes to do it. And then I take like applewood for the turkey, because I'm like, applewood's going to be good with that. And I sprinkle that on top of the barbecue that I've laid out in those rows all the way around. Spray a little lighter fluid on the one end only, and I light it. And what you want to do is, when you close the top, it's going to just burn around in a circle, going around and around, and then eventually it'll end. And I figured it out. My little deal there is about 9.5-10 hours of smoking. I flipped that turkey twice during that time, but you don't want to be a dick and open up the cover and go, well, I want to see what it looks like. No. You gotta let that heat build up. So that turkey was about 170, 180 for 10 hours. 9.5, 10 hours. I let it burn out. I went to sleep. I started that sucker at about 9:30 in the morning. Let it cook all the way through. Turned it twice. Woke up in the morning and I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm going to pull it off the grill. A little cooler where I'm at in the northern hemisphere. Yep, smoking. Keeps COVID away, whatever. And even though that's a fucked up deal, whatever. I'm not going to run off on a tangent like I normally do. Yeah, so I let that sucker bring it into the house, let it warm up for about 2.5-3 hours, get to room temperature. By the way, when I was smoking it, I took an apple and I just kind of slit around the ends of it so that the juice would run out, and I shoved it in the cavity of that, which was good. Once it was done smoking, yanked it out in the morning, chopped up that apple, mixed up some, herb stuffing mix, mixed that apple, that smoky apple into it, stuffed the cavity again, and after it got to room temperature about 2 to 3 hours later, threw it in the oven at 350 for about an hour, hour and a half, and yanked it out of there, made some cheesy potatoes and some other shit for Easter. I know, Easter's ham time. You're a fucking heretic. No. You can do what you want. So, when I sliced into that turkey, the juice ran clear and it was juicy. It had a nice applewood smoked flavor to it, cooked all the way through. That stuffing was awesome. Fucking, your body made a good bird, minus the legs. Like I said, it's chicken or turkey breast only. So, yeah. I was up at the watering hole having some libations. Widow came up. We had some time together. It was nice. Tonight, what'd your buddy win? Why didn't I win at pull tabs tonight? Last night I did really fucking good at pull tabs. Tonight was a donate night. What do you do? But, no, shit, I won a nice, nice fucking pork roast. Boneless pork roast. And I'm gonna smoke this sucker, too. And I'm gonna smoke it with applewood as well. Later on this year, I'm gonna smoke a brisket. Do it the same way. I'll use mesquite wood on that brisket. So, I figure Friday I'll throw the pork into that brine, kind of similar brine mix, except I'm going to do what's called a porchetta. If you gentlemen have never had porchetta, I pity you. It is delicious. It's, fennel seed, parsley, salt, pepper, garlic, kind of all mixed together. And what you do is you take your pork roast, boneless, by the way, and you slice it really thin and you roll this sucker out. So you end up with about a 2 to 3 foot long piece of pork. And then what you do is you take a little bit of olive oil and spread it in there, and then you just load it up with that seasoning. And then you tie it up with some butcher twine, put a little bit of oil on the outside, and put that shit on there, and it's ready to cook. do the same thing, except, like I said, I'm going to brine it first, cut it, do that shit, wrap it, and then I'm going to smoke it, and I'm going to smoke it for the same length that I did that turkey, and then throw it in the oven for another hour just to finish it off. I bet that's the best fucking porchetta pork roast I've ever had. Yep. There you go. Had to relight the smoke because I'm talking too much. Well, let's review. Where are we at in Tao Giao's life? Did you see the federal judge said, no more mask mandates on the airplanes? People are crying, oh, I'm so happy about that. Fucking government's going, fuck you, do as we say. And they're like, no, no, at least there's still a few good people out there. Oh, I talked to somebody today. I just had a family member, and I had to go out to a site, and my dad just passed away, and he had COVID. They tested, yeah, bullshit, he had COVID. He just fucking died because he was old, and he didn't want to hang on anymore. He died because, the only reason why they put that shit on the certificates is because, why? They get like $30,000 to $50,000, these hospitals. We live in a lawless time. I don't trust the government with anything. Nothing. Especially this lawless fucking government. Well, gold and silver prices have been fluctuating. I don't look at this shit often, okay? Because if you do, you go and saying, maybe I should sell it and all this. No, no. You're in it for the long haul, man. There's going to be ups and downs along the way. Eventually, it'll break loose. Shit, I've been up, I've lost $6,000 in value, and then I've gained $4,000 above that in value. Then I've lost $3,000 in value, and then I've gained $2,000 back. Up and down, up and down. What you gotta be is self-sufficient, where you don't care about it, because over time it's going to break away anyways. It's always gonna end up more than what it was. It's the fools that go, oh my god, it's going down, I should sell it. Well, you're gonna lose money if that's the case. Give it a long, it's just like Fight Club, right? Give it a long enough timeline, the survivability for everybody is zero. Okay, but the thing about investing is, if you're investing in gold and silver, you're in for the long haul. You don't want to touch that shit unless you absolutely, positively got to touch that shit. Okay? If you're in it for the stocks and stuff, yeah, I might watch that a little bit more. And your buddy's going to start doing some investing in that, too. I look at it, and I'm like, you know, that's a double-edged sword there, buddy. Are you sure you want to do it? It's like, what else do I got to spend my money on? Well, I got my goat back. Mechanic buddy has worked on it. There's a few minor issues that still need to be taken care of. So within the next week or two, I'll get that taken care of, and then she's roadworthy right now. She fucking drives nice. I still got a leak in one thing. Got to deal with that. Yeah. Well, and the clutch plate, when I'm in first and second, goes kick a little bit. So either I talked to my mechanic buddy and goes, you know, I think I may have put that on backwards, and that's why it's doing that. I'm like, well, you're quite the fucking mechanic then, aren't you? What do you do? Tired, dealing with other shit. When I got over there, he was already spent. But I tell you, hitting those higher gears and going fast, the car drives straight, drives nice, stops straight. It's all minor shit right now. Get it taken care of, and then good to go. I like that car. I like it a lot. But that car is an investment. And, well, gas prices are so high, nobody's going to want to buy it. Eventually they will. And like I said, I'm going to hang on to it and enjoy life with it. Drive it around. Gas prices are so high. How can you afford to drive? I can afford it right now. You know, they're trying to kill us with starving us. They're trying to cut off food supplies and all sorts of shit. If you haven't fucking gone in and taking care of business like you should have, I tell you, listen, I'm no prophet or anything, but if you would have listened to your buddy Tao Gale, if you would have been in a similar situation as your buddy Tao Gale, you'd be doing all right. Work. I don't fucking care about it at all. All I care about is making it to the next paycheck. And as I'm doing that, I'm setting up other shit. Your buddy gets a couple checks a month from doing side work that is actually enough to pay my bills. Everything I do from my main source income, it's just fluffing on top. Yeah, I've had to pay out a little bit more for freaking taxes and shit. And I know that's a fight that's coming up that in the future. I will look at that and go, but right now, I got to deal with the shit I got to deal with. See, I love it because Widow, the woman I'm seeing, she's self-sufficient. She doesn't try to take anything from me, and I won't have it. I'll kick her to the curb quick. I've had many a conversation with this woman. And I said, listen, I got to pay for my life. You got to pay for yours. You live within your means and you do what you need to do. We can go out and we can have a good time together. Oh, you're in a trap. No, I'm not. We can have a great time. Listen, I was talking to the pull tab lady for a minute tonight, and she's out there dating because she's a whore. She fucking dates a bunch of people and stuff, and trying to find Mr. Right. She'll never find Mr. Right. I got to tell you that a lot of the men out there, they're not MGTOW. They're all fucking simps. A woman is not your therapist. A woman is to be enjoyed by you. Not to be confided in, not to be anything else. It's like, honey, you handle your shit. You can't handle your shit, gonna cut you loose. Because it ain't my job to fucking live your life and pay for your life. And vice versa. It goes both ways. That cuts both ways. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're not MGTOW. Nah, fuck you. I'm MGTOW. And I'm MGTOW and I get pussy. And I have a decent time with the people I'm with. And if they're not decent, bye-bye. Listen, I told you I cut, Blondie and I wouldn't say I cut Blondie loose, but she said to me, it's not going to work. Well, it wasn't going to work for her because I wasn't going to pay for her life. With Red, it's like, no, you got to go. This ain't working for me, you know? So, cut them loose. Have enough fucking balls and be confident in yourself. You're gonna hit that fucking roller coaster and ride. Oh, I'm on a high right now. It'll go down. It always does. But it's how you prepare yourself for that downstroke. And if you're good at it, you'll be able to recover pretty goddamn quick. When you're a younger man, you don't have those fucking tools to recover quick from this. You learn. You take a beating. The older you get, the more you go, well, fuck you. I ain't taking that beating from you. No. You don't want to be with me. You don't want to share in the good times. Go fuck yourself. Good luck. These fucking whores, like I said before, they'll go out and they'll go into like a sustenance cocoon, a hibernation, so to speak, until the next. They're like the fucking trap spiders, right? They wait for the easy meal to come by, and then they jump out and they go. Don't be the fucking prey to these trap spiders, man. Well, you're one to talk. You got such an easy life, and no, your buddy ain't got an easy life. Are you fucking kidding me? I got probably a quarter of the freedom that I had last year. It's getting a little better here and there, taking care of mom and stuff, but I've had to whip her into shape. I'm like, listen, men and women, honey, mom, men and women are built differently. Okay, you were with dad for X number of years, which was a very long time, by the way, and then dad up and passed away, but I could see it. You get with a woman, and you'll eventually be broken and give up. And that's because you've made the mistake of saying, I do. And then from that point on, they fucking own you. No, 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 no. No. If a bitch is going to be with you, if a woman's going to be with you, if a whore's going to be with you, it's because they get benefit out of it. The moment that benefit shuts down, they're gone. Which is, a wise man would go, well, I'm going to give you very minimal benefit. Or your car payments too? Sucks be you. You might want to work a few extra hours. Or you're short on this? Oh, it sucks be you. You might want to work a few extra hours. Like I say to the women that I've been with, I'm not going to let you drown, but I ain't living your life for you. If it's a little bit here or a little bit there, I might help you out. But if I don't get reciprocation and I don't get paid back, bye. Goodbye. Oh, and it sucks. It sucks that this is the world we're in. I look at the world and how it's crumbling and stuff. Oh, side note here. This kind of ties into it. But your buddy's gone out and he's fucking tilled the soil where his garden was, got it augmented, threw down some fertilizer, recapped it with that nice fucking plastic shit that lets the water through, but the weeds not grow through it. And all I gotta do in, towards later May, whatever. Whenever a good planting time is, I planted earlier before and gotten a frost and it's fucked me over. I'll wait a little bit longer. All I gotta do is take my butane torch, burn a couple holes, throw seeds in as I go. And boom, fucking good. No muss, no fuss, no weeding. Now, I have deer where I'm at, and I have rabbits, squirrels, and all these little fucking pests that come into my yard that will eat off that. So I've thrown up a cage. If you've seen some earlier videos, you know what I did. I threw up a cage around my garden. This year is going to be a good fucking garden. Last year was all right. This year's going to be a phenomenal garden. When I tilled up that soil, that is some rich, thick, black dirt. And throwing that fertilizer in there as I tilled it, Now, my issue was that that soil was so compacted before, it made it very hard for the root systems to go through it. This year, it's gonna be nice. Oh, I'm gonna plant corn again. I'm gonna plant a lot of different shit. And if you haven't been paying attention, you're going to be fucked, because you better, if you got any arable land whatsoever, you better be out there fucking planting some seeds and getting a garden ready, because the store shelves are probably going to be bare. If not that, food's going to be so damn expensive that you're going to go, I can't afford to eat. Well, I'll be able to afford to eat. I got stuffed freezers. Should I play the meat raffle? Well, money's good right now. Like I said, I got me a nice pork roast. I got a shit ton of thick-cut bacon. So I won a few times tonight. Very nice. Well, are you cycling through that meat? You're gone shit. Yeah, I'm trying to go through it. A lot of it might go bad by the end of the time that I get to use it. But you know what I do? I vacuum seal that shit. And then I freeze it. It's going to last a hell of a lot longer than if you don't do that. Especially if it's wrapped in butcher paper. That shit's going to go bad in about 3 months. So you better fucking use it. Which is why you make hay while the sun shines. Oh, it's not that I haven't wanted to reach out to a few of you people and talk to you personally. There's a few out there. I don't have the time right now. And I'm getting on to spring and summer. And your body knows his time is growing shorter because he's an older man than most of you. And I'm going to be doing a lot of fishing, hunting, camping, just enjoying life this year because my days are numbered. It's going to be coming to an end. And I don't want to sit there. Like I told you, I don't own a TV. I don't watch fucking TV. I don't get entertained by TV. How do you get your news? Well, I watch some videos. I get a laptop and shit. And I watch some videos and I watch some stuff. And eventually, yes, I will watch a movie or something. But that is not a daily occurrence. That's maybe a twice a month deal, if that, where I'll fucking get sucked in and go, I just need some downtime. Because my brain is working overtime. What a shit thing that we gotta fucking do this. Can't just sit there and work like in the 50s. Work one job, pay for a family, have enough money, afford the things you need, raise children good and proper. Nah. They've been indoctrinated. My kids are indoctrinated. Can I save them? It ain't up to me to save them. It's up to God to help me to do that. But I sit here and I go, I'm just waiting on the message for what I can do. I'll reach out to them every once in a while. Hey, I want you to know your dad loves you. I'm still out here. Let's talk. Do I get any response? Fuck no, they're indoctrinated. If they're still alive. You know, I haven't talked to my son in about 3 years. 3.5. And my daughter in about 2.5 to 3 years. So, they're probably still out there. But if they've taken that vax and gotten some fucked up deals with it, well, there's nothing I can do. I sat there and I tried to warn them. Dad's a crazy motherfucker. And then you get the mother and the grandmother. Yeah, your dad's a fucking wackadoo. And, we'll love you. We'll protect you in this little tiny bubble. As long as you're gay or whatever the fuck the society tells you to be, go along to get along. Well, when you go along to get along, you get fucked, okay? When you go against the grain, you do good. You prosper. You actually have wealth. You get to enjoy life. You get to live life on your terms. I don't owe any debt. I don't owe I don't owe anything to anybody. Will that change? Maybe. Maybe it will. But I try to make smart moves in everything I do. And I'm not tied to anything material on this planet. Oh, I got that good, I got that good goat. I got that nice cycle. I got that camper I built. All that shit. I can let that go. I can sell that. Get cash for that if I need it. Fuck, we're going to a cashless society. How's that going to help you? Well, I got shinies. Well, how's that going to help you? Well, I got lead. Well, how's that going to help? I know. Figure it out as you fucking go. I don't have all the answers. You guys know that. I ain't a fucking guru. I'm just going through life trying to figure shit out. I just share some things in my life. Yeah. One more, then I gotta piss. Piss time with Tao Gal. Get that freaking pork roast in the fridge this weekend. I'm gonna smoke that sucker. Friday, throw it in the brine. Saturday, do that nice thin slice on it. Throw the porchetta mix on it. And then just smoke it overnight and have a very, very nice meal on Sunday. Yeah, back to that, frickin' pull tab chick, right? You know, the one that your buddy Taggio slipped the meat to. Fucking dumbass. You know, this bitch wants, Mr. fucking shining armor to come in and rescue her and stuff. We all got our problems. And it's true, though, but you don't. A fucking woman is not your fucking therapist. You don't dump that shit on them. You fucking get your act together. If you want to be involved with a woman, you have your act together. And if they're fucking wackadoo, you cut them loose. Oh, but I miss her. She was the best pussy I ever had. Meh. You live, you learn. It's not the best pussy you ever had. It's not. There are so many other women out there. Listen, I've been with some spectacular women as far as sex goes and looks goes. And, you'll get it again. You make what you want out of life. You are the arbiter of what you get out of life. The moment you give up and go, oh, you know, she was the best I ever had, blah, blah, blah. No. You fucking get back on that horse and go, fuck you, bitch. You don't want to be with me? Go live your life. Go. You're not gonna do it with me? That's all right. I don't got to do it with you. Enjoy life, gentlemen. It's over before you know it. Every day the clock ticks... Pink Floyd here. Every day the clock ticks away. Shorter of breath and one day closer to death. Okay? Enjoy what you got. These fucks that are trying to take over everything... There may come a day... Listen, I watched a video today. Side note. Down in Singapore. People that are growing their own gardens, fucking the state will come in and just start tearing up their gardens because of COVID lockdowns. They better hope that they don't go into my yard and start doing that fucking shit without coming and saying, hey, Tao Gao, we're going to be... This is... contaminated. Oh yeah? Your brain's gonna soon be fucking contaminated with some lead. You don't fucking come onto my property and take my shit and do that. I feel sad. Listen, I have empathy. I feel sad for the other people in the world. You know, they're more afraid of losing their life than to protect what they've built. Who is anybody else to come in and take away from you? Kill them all. Kill. Oh, you're probably going to die. oh, you will probably die. You might be one of the lucky ones that survive, if that's the case. God willing, if it's God's will that you teach them a lesson, then you do it. If it's God's will that you go back to them because you've tried to do that, there's a reason before it. A reason for it, I should say. Well, whatever. This is a long enough video. There is an art to going your own way. Gentlemen, another rants of a fucking lunatic. Whatever. Hey, ask my ex. He's fucking crazy. He thinks there's conspiracies and chemtrails and they're trying to poison us with vaccines and do all this stuff. Who's the fool? Who's the fool? The fool or the fool that follows the fool? You know what? I'm going my own way. And I'm happy about it. With that said, yet again, because he can never fucking sign off the first time. There is an art to going your own way. Gentlemen, I wish you the best. Peace.